Hello everyone, it's us at Law Crimes, where there is never any technical difficulties ever.
I to say that. Had a slight delay then, a second then.
Somebody did become a member before we started. Shark Bornmeer, 1074, welcome to Law Crimes. Thank you very much.
Wait, just double checking. And, first of all, welcome everyone. Thank you for coming. This is another episode of the Tier List. Today we'll be going over the most beloved characters in Warhammer 40k, because we are definitely we realized there was a lot, and fantasy needs its own kind of it needs its own Gluck 3000 in the time shining sort of thing. Andy, you still there? Okay, so I guess my
nice case.
I've been accused of having four balls.
Why?
I don't know. Cool.
You have a lot of testosterone.
My man will literally shout in a public space and feel no shame.
I've done things. In high school, we went to a Burger King. I stepped up on the table and I said attention, and then I T-posed, and it was really cringe. But I was like 16. Okay, I was like 16.
Nice. The British in me is haunted by the fact that you could disturb other people's time.
Look, the only people whose time matters is mine and my friends. Everyone else can go directly to hell.
Especially when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Shout out to the guy who said no Elden Ring DLC spoilers, because Donkeyman USA, thank you for the $5. Colin be like, foul tarnished in search of the gritty, let me lay thy foolish and bitter rest.
I hear you kill bosses.
Bro, I don't want to know, because I'm just...
I haven't played it yet.
It's one of those things like... Imagine being a YouTuber for like From Software games, because when like things come out, the eating is good, the content is good, it's a fantastic game. There's so much lore to talk about, but the gaps between things is long.
What is the anime dance with the deer girl?
I don't know.
About how much money to make Eli do that dance with the anime deer girl.
I would say that's not helping me, I'm afraid.
Here's a pull up with the $5. Thank you, brothers. This is Tarnished Warriors. Why are you here and not following the path of Mikula the Kind? True.
Is that an Elden Ring meme?
Mikula. And nice. Mikula. Melania. I follow Melania because she. I have my brain is literally rotting.
Simp.
calling somebody a simp. That's crazy.
We also get Prince Euro, but I don't know if we managed to. I wanted to save that one.
He's in our hearts.
he's in this.
Like the rest of the Eldar.
He's Eldar Dante.
Yeah.
He kind of wants to be dead.
He's so over it. Luis Rodriguez says, "Boy, God bless us with a stream, brothers." Truly,
I don't know.
Praise be to Boy and God for blessing this stream. If anyone,
by the way, incoming backup. Boingob's strongest soldier, where are you at, bro? We haven't seen you for a couple episodes. I miss you.
We do. We love you all equally, but some of these are more equal than others.
I hate you.
So, kicking it off, though, today, with most beloved characters in the tier list. I mean, it can be a little bit influenced from tabletop, some of these things, but we're a lore channel, so we're going to go completely... And if people are asking, is it the most beloved in the fandom? Maybe that's the criteria. A little bit is going to be sprinkled with some heavy bias on this one, because we are not fair. And as soon as we get to Perturabo, I'm going to be like just vibrating with pain as soon as Colin mentions anything.
And I should apologize. I did have a lovely, nice and tidy tier list, and then I had to reset my laptop because it wasn't working. And so now we have this, which I'm putting together as we go. But for the most part, I've tried to keep it so that we don't go too heavy into one legion or chapter, because there's like a lot to cover. But I think that's like a pretty good amalgamation of characters. There's some Xenos, some baddies, some goodies. And if everyone's like, oi, where's so-and-so, I can always put them in. But here's the list now. I think I've ordered it correctly. So,
good to see DJ Beast there. Thank you for the members. And he says, Colin is to Marathi what Moog is to Mikkel. He's going to kidnap him, apparently. Tom Warren's good to see
don't
you.
Don't compare me to Moog.
Main event Virgil for the $5. The Colin's forehead is so large and shiny. I had to turn the brightness down on my screen. Love this show, guys.
Also, had an Elliot Hobbs donation a while back. $5. Thank you very much. What's more disturbing, a flood invasion, or if Colin possessed the body of King Broad and was locked in a room with Teclis? Sheesh. If only I've played Elden Ring. But I can understand what the idea is.
I think we get it.
Bunny Cop, thank you for the $2. Think while S tier, no question, all objectors nuked.
He will be on that fantasy tier list one.
And he has to be.
Crimson Glory, $4.99. Thank you very much.
Crimson Glory. Good to see you, brother.
Andy, I'm about 3/5 of the way through your Avenging Bean Counter vid once. And absolutely love it. The voice of Mortarian is exquisite. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I do my best. Damn. So, yes, should we kick off? Again, remember, everyone, if you want us to add anyone specifically, I think I've missed Mane as Khalgar. I might add him, in. But other than that, let's start at the top where it all stems from.
He's a sort of flashbang with that forehead. Oh, my God.
Bro, why am I here?
Nice.
Anyway, the Emperor. S tier, right? Everyone loves the Emperor.
Kill this man.
DJ Beast, you wrote, you the same dude who said I had that Innsmouth Riz as well. Rose Violin. Oh my god. The Emperor of Mankind, though.
Half the people hate him, half the people love him.
I mean, it's a mixed opinion, but as like a overall, you know, main dish of Warhammer, you kind of have to like the Emperor at least.
Do you? I don't think you do.
You can't be like, oh, he's
like appreciate.
Always a crap addition. I don't care to hear about the Emperor at all or anything like that. Even if you hate him, it's like they're saying. I think Erebus is on this list. You can still like Erebus.
Oh, I haven't put him on the list.
I assumed
he would be pointless.
I mean, is this list just gonna be like? Based on what they add to the setting, because I feel like this is just, do we like the characters or not?
I feel like it's a case of what do the community think of the characters? Like, do they actually enjoy them?
Yeah, what do we in the community think?
Yeah. Surely he's right in the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle, I think.
I mean, if he wasn't in the middle, like, people play Chaos. Those people exist.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Believe me, I have the same feeling for people who don't like Sigmar. Like, how do you? And again, I have a Slaves to Darkness army I'm building. Maybe I shouldn't open my mouth.
Nice.
Yeah, he's not. To be fair, the Emperor's not in any book he's in is not really like bad. He's not in anything where I thought, God, that was crap. Interesting. He's better when he's mysterious. As in, I thought more of it when there wasn't like horror heresy novels, and it was just like in the 40k sense, and there's no like Gilliman talking to him, it's actually like more interesting because it's always like, oh my god, it's the Emperor and the Golden Throne, what if kind of thing. Solidly B though. Malgador the Hung, the Horned Dog.
Better get off my horned ass.
I think most people like Malgador. I'd say he's at least A tier.
My favorite Malkador moment is the fact that when him and Constantine Valdor are running, and Valdor's running at full pace, and Malkador's right next to him is running equally as fast.
He is a baller. He's probably S tier, honestly. I never heard anyone say they don't like Malkador.
No.
Maybe A, because I think S tier is like, I don't think anyone says he's someone's favorite character.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No one's favorite, but also, no one dislikes Malkador. A is a good one.
He made Horace kneel before him.
That is cool.
That was funny.
And he took a backhand from Lorgar. Mm-hmm. He was like, bitch, that ain't nothing.
Lorgar assaulting the elderly as usual.
C for Custodes. Yeah, Constantine. As in constantly.
Oh, Valdor.
Not in the lore.
Hey, baby.
I mean, Valdor's kind of cool. He's the most interesting plot point at the moment because of the whole Beckwin novel series.
If only I read Imperial lore.
Or just for a rundown for people listening, supposedly he is now this King in Yellow figure who has created an army of blanks, an army of angels, and is supposedly either gonna like possibly resurrect or kill the Emperor. So people who don't like the Emperor maybe likes Constantine Valdor more. Kind of badass in his fight with Abaddon recent, like in the last Siege of Terror novel, where he basically saw. He's an interesting. I think he's more well liked than the Emperor. Like he's very aware that he's a tool used by the Emperor.
We got a $4.99 donation by Crimson Glory, by the way, saying the Emperor is the dad you wish when to go get the milk and cigarettes.
Nice.
Very true. Maybe Valdor.
I have a dad, and I prefer my dad to having the Emperor as a dad. That would suck.
Just seeing the rest of the feeling amongst the crew here, maybe he goes in B tier. Clearly, he's not that interesting. He's a Horus Heresy central character.
He's just a custodian, so it's like.
No, he's cool. If you read him in the book, you'll like him a lot more.
I've read a couple books with him in it, but he is cool.
I just doesn't add much. He's just kind of there.
What's the next one, Andy?
Amon Toramachian. So he's like another custodian.
Oh,
he has some bits in the lore.
I don't even know him, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
I would have thought, to be fair, he's
possibly in the War of the Beast as well as Longinus, but it's not confirmed.
Is it there was another one called like Ra? He's the one who the Emperor shanks with the, the Drachnian Abaddon's demon sword, and then he says, run.
Yeah. He's like, he's a sheath. He's a human sheath. Who cares? I didn't put him on the list for that reason. He's just like, oh, Drachnian. Oh, hurts.
Don't write that in your Valentine's Day card.
Exactly. I think like Amon, kind of cool. He's got he's got more personality than Valdor, but he just doesn't get much time.
Yeah.
He's in a few of the Siege of Terror books. Yeah.
No, he's not a standout amongst that series, to be fair.
Right. So now we're going to go through like the legions, like from 1 to 20. Azrael from the Dark Angels.
I mean,
I haven't read the book with him and Karn, but it looked cool. And I also always liked his picture in the Codex.
You know what? Dark Angels are really like, I was surprised at how many people actually play Dark Angels in the tabletop in the community. So he's probably mostly well liked for the fact that he's pretty decent. But
I'd give him at least B. I mean, if they're popular from tabletop.
I got a P already. I can't feel I think Azrael's cool. He probably gets B or A tier.
He's kind of a bit boring. I won't lie, as a character though. Like, I don't think he's distinguished from many of the other. Like, he's like the Dark Angel ES Dark Angel, if you know what I mean. Like, he doesn't tell anyone when he's farted. truly keeps everything to himself.
My digestion.
He's like King Stoic. Like, oh, okay. It's like, he's like the Marcus Aurelius of the Space Marines. He's just like, I'm pretty stoic and all that. And you're like, cool.
Nice. Yeah, a bit mid. If I'm honest, as a character, people just saying, I think is it Bert Bediva in the comments saying, says Azrael is Chizo written? I don't know what that means. It says half the time he's an asshole, other half he's just misunderstood. So,
I've had to put Asmodai here because of the memes, pretty much A tier, surely. The amount of times people reference
Kill like, Fallen.
Yeah. What's that? Book. Repent.
The model goes hard as well, to be fair.
This model is even like that is a good model. I mean, Dark Angel's aesthetic is fucking peak Space Marine aesthetic, but
yeah, I mean, to be fair, I've not read anything with him in it, so I can't say I personally feel that strongly, but I think people were pretty hyped for his model and things to come out. And I mean, he's actually got a skull helm looking badass. He's just cool, I think.
B tier. I mean, you know, right in the middle. He's not
B for Dark Angels.
B for Bangel.
There's one. Oh, the lion.
In a wrong order. So I quite like the lion. but I don't know if I like him as much as Malkador.
Hey.
I don't know. He's kind of like hit and miss.
If you read too much of the Lion's books, funny enough, you like him less. Like, no, well, but like until.
I know there was a comment earlier that was saying, "Lion, old Lion is C tier, new Lion is A tier." It's like,
that is kind of true, to be fair.
Yeah, he was a bit of a dickhead.
Karn is on the list.
Yeah.
Kabanda's mighty schlong of Cygnus donated $2.
I'm pretty sure I'm looking at him right now.
Kabanda's mighty schlong
about Cygnus. Where's Khan? Khan is on the list. He's a bit later on.
I think I'm looking at him.
He's like here.
I just don't. Again, like the lion is one of those things where if we had Sandman of Terror on, he'd probably be literally trying to find our addresses and hunt us down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Dark Angel's aesthetic is really cool, but then, like, even when they were in the Horus Heresy books, they didn't do all that much. They were just kind of there.
They like
cool. Knights of the Round Table. They're pretty cool looking. Yeah, first among equals. Yeah.
One of those things was like, weren't they, like, in the vague background of places that weren't, you know, being focused on? It's like, yeah, we were fighting the traitors like all those 9 years. You just didn't get to see any of it. It was all in the background. We swear we were fighting them.
They do waste like 3 years fighting the Night Lords as well, where they're just there to be distracted. You're like,
and then blow up Gilliman's house.
Yeah.
The reason there is that, because before, in like old lore, the Dark Angels weren't really mentioned that much in the Horus Heresy. So they had to, the writers actually had to expand on that by saying the fact, like Conrad Kerr's taunts a lion by saying, oh, they'll call you a traitor because you weren't at Terror. You weren't, you know, people will think you weren't, you know, really on our side.
He's like, shut up. It's not my fault.
You're like, dick. Yeah, I think B, to be fair, is better. Yeah. Luther. I mean, if again, like, I hate to be the one who says it all the time, but if you haven't read the stuff, he is extremely mid.
Mm.
He's kind of cool in the books. He's like, he's very much like, I should have been King Arthur. Like, I am the King Arthur, but then there was like King Mega Arthur.
Who
spawned.
Hey, he beats the lion.
I'm thinking of that. And I don't know why you put me in that image in my head of that, like that. I am a surgeon meme. Like, I am King Arthur.
I am a knight. I am a knight.
He did get it all taken away from him. To be
L.
I do think C, just because it's not. No one is like, oh, can't believe he's not on the table. You know what I mean? Like, no one's
juicing for Luthor lore.
For Luthor.
Is he still?
And he got his own book.
Yeah. Yeah,
he got his own book. In the siege, he was like a Siege of Terror. Oh, not Siege.
He's
Terror,
escaped.
A Horus Heresy spinoff.
Mm. He's escaped from.
The rock, the sex dungeon.
Underneath the rock, and
the rock, yes,
yes, the Johnson
Dylan Gossai donated €2 and said, "Put all characters with connection to Korn in S."
Thank you, yeah, leave. I think we can put Luther in D tier, honestly.
Yeah, he's kind of niche.
Okay.
He's cool, I mean, he's so much
premise, but he just doesn't do much again. Even in the Horus Heresy, he's like, he meets up with Callus Typhon. He's just like, hello, brother, how's it going? And they just chat. And that's all he does. He just chats and reads books.
Also gets corrupted by chaos.
He's just chilling out.
Low-key. That's how he gets corrupted by chaos. He just reads books. Bad books. Like,
okay, this is one that will actually divide people. Cypher.
Sponsored by Lore Crimes. Never Cypher. Read a book. Don't
read. I've read a lot.
You're a nerd.
Cypher's cool. He has cool mod. I don't know his lore very well, though.
Oh, we got two donations, by the way. We got one from Angry Homunculus for £5 saying, put Sevatar in S tier because of what other ways did you try beyond skinning children?
That was a bomb.
And
that's just what you do.
Stealthy 47 donated $2 saying, where's Optimus Prime?
He's too epic for this tier list.
At your mum's house.
Yeah.
sorry, brother. Sorry. I'm joking.
Uncalled for.
I know. Yeah, Cypher's kind of like, the whole shtick is like, he's cool because he's like the mystery behind it. You keep getting intrigued by it. But so I hope they actually just don't end up revealing who he is. Because it's the same thing with the missing Primarch. It's like, once you know, it's like, well, what else is there?
It's not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he might be an A tier, but he'll probably be bottom of A.
Yeah, at least he's doing stuff as well. He's like, ah, I'm going to help Gilliman get to Terra, and I'm going to be really important to the story. And then I'm going to get shafted because custodians are mean.
And then I'm gone.
Poor guy.
Wait till we get to Lehman Russ. The hate will spill. Next one is Fulgrim. I'm going to really hear the copium.
Fulgrim.
I feel like he's half loved, half hated, just like similar to the Emperor. He's probably B tier.
You know what? He's well liked and well loved, except for how he got corrupted.
Yeah. Well,
like the main thing about his storyline, to be fair.
It's a lot of characters.
Some more.
I like Fulgrim's Fall to Chaos so much. I wish it wasn't the Peter Sword.
Me too, but
the Peter Sword. Isn't the Peepee Sword the best thing about Warhammer?
What Warhammer books are you reading?
None, because I listen to them.
Okay.
It's rare I read them because of us.
Fulgrim did not deserve it all. If you think that you haven't read the books, holy.
All right, go on, man. What?
Falling?
Freaking, yeah. I don't know. Fulgrim was a G when he was not corrupted, and then he found a sword, and then, you know, it was all over.
Unfortunately, all the demon primarchs deserve falling because this lore was written 40 years ago, and we needed to have that.
Bunny Cop, $2, thank you. I'm blind. Is Valerian and Alea on there?
Just added them. I like them. I really like the Watchers of the Frame books. I'm going to put them in... I want to say A. I really enjoyed these two.
Sure.
It's only two books, isn't it, at the moment? But
yeah, and the thing is, Alea is like pretty much the only Sisters of Silence book in 40K character, and it's really interesting, like how the two interact, and how Valerian's like a bit of a scholar as much as a warrior. How they deal with the Minotaurs and the Imperial Fists and the bureaucrats. I really like that book, and these two were brimming with character. And it's a shame that they've only done two books.
Shout out to all the small side characters that we can't put on the tier list. I was saying to Andy before we started, it's the guy who, in the Necron book, just literally goes, summon the monoliths, and he just...
that guy's quadruple S tier.
Yeah, there's also probably a bunch of side characters in the Kaifas Kate novels who I just would love. Oh, Parker Sumlin says, how when can we expect a Fabius Bile character video? Bruh, I mean, I've kind of got to wait a little while because I've got too many good characters to cook up, but obviously that one will be... No, as in, like, I've got on the...
Oh, is that?
Wow.
No, what I mean is I've got too many that I'm getting to first.
Ass.
I got too many that I'm getting to first before I can get to
that as well. Okay, buddy.
Donkey Man USA, thank you for the $2.
I came out wrong, didn't it?
Fulgrim played by Nicolas Cage, I agree. In like a face-off type face-off, Nicolas Cage would be Fulgrim. Sadly 47, thank you for the $2.
I don't know. The Taurus thing is cool, but I don't know if it's the same Esh like tier character on this list.
Well, Tara Sarin is in the main hell that she's been thrown into by Redditors. That's where she is.
Too many artists going, oh, I'm gonna draw her abs. It's like, guys, calm down.
Strong woman exists. No, Warhammer fans already on the floor, ready to be stabbed.
Fabius Bile's gotta be S tier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Fabius is amazing.
Hard to top.
Especially after Hal's comment that he just did 2 minutes ago.
I didn't mean it like that.
How is he writing this good characters book who doesn't suck?
I have too many good characters I'm getting to first that I really am eager to cover at the moment. You guys are bastards. What's the next one? Saul Tarvitz.
Yeah, I like Saul, but he's only in a couple of books, so I understand that while he makes a big impression, he's kind of superfluous after, like, the first two books.
Well, who doesn't like Saul Tarvitz?
His best his best thing about him is he's not a degenerate.
That's a big thing.
I'd put him A tier. I don't know. I feel like everyone likes him.
Yeah.
From his own novella, I'm bringing it. So I was the brilliant comment from earlier. Lucius.
Fucking D tier.
Everyone hates Lucius.
He sucks.
I don't hate him, but everyone else does. It's fine.
I got sword skills, even though I lose all the time. I'm sure.
Beatles meme where someone's like, Ringo's not even the best drummer in the Beatles. Really a meme, just an interview. Someone did that.
I'm sure there's a meme I've seen of someone like going, Lucius isn't even the best swordsman.
I saw that the other day. I'm trying to remember.
Makes him kind of uninteresting is he's not a great representation of like Slaanesh corruption at all. Like he even admits he barely follows Slaanesh.
What a shame. All right, another one. D tier, Perturabo.
Okay, he's B tier.
Perturabo tier.
Oh my gosh.
Bruh, this is, I can't explain, like, I'd say the phrase again. If you read the books, this is like someone saying, oh, you know, the prequel, you know, Revenge of the Sith was like, you know, not that great. That's like, that's how it hears in my head when someone says Peter Turbo, Mr. Perturabo. Is not that, bro, he's at least
Murder Robbo's birth was the worst event in my whole life.
Well, clearly half Lorecrims hate him and half love him.
By the end of the Horus Heresy, surely. Every book he's in, the dude is the main character.
He has the personality of a sandpaper condom.
I don't know, he's not.
Says the guy who's read zero Horus Heresy books.
Yeah, and I will continue to be uninformed.
And guess how many books he's in after the Horus Heresy? Yeah. Big fat zero.
What as many as other traitor prime officer. Oh, God.
Now, Mortarion's in a book. He gets his heart blown out.
If I'd win a bet with Colin something, I'd make him read the Perturabo Primarch book.
Mm. Thank you for the $2 gamer Josh White 97. Painting Fabi's pile right now. Love him, but hate the backpack. Cool model. Thank you for the $2. And then two from Bert Bavidmir, you know, thank you. I like the Watchers books, all two of them. Right?
Rates. Chris Rates is the author.
Are you shaming him or are you trying to summon him?
This is the guy who wrote all of the Horus Heresy White Scar books. So he's basically the best author they have right now. So
although I found a bit trippy. He's not James Swallow. Who's one of my favorite book writers? He does the Blood Angel stuff. He's the highest rated writer for the Horus Heresy books of all the ones that got into the New York Times bestseller list. So his book did the best of all of them.
Nice. Three donations. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, brothers. Thank you.
Joe Ken to Dallas went through easy characters without Rylanor. Yeah, sorry. Everyone loves Rylanor, though, at least. Documan USA, thank you. Dicks out for Garviel Loken. Yeah, for real. And then Fuju.
Do you remember?
What?
I was like, do you remember when people used to say dicks out for Harambe? That was literally like 10 years ago.
Can't wait for John Grammaticus' turn, the most beloved character in the entire community.
John Grammaticus.
I was going to say, have you seen that fairly recent Dreadnought? He's like, hey, you're no biggie. I'm John Grammaticus. So good.
I'll be saying something controversial now. I think Rylanor was overrated.
I think overrated.
I mean, like anything that's been memed to hell. He's cool. He's not the freaking...
He very rarely appears in the Horus Heresy, and he has, like, that cool bit where he tells Fulgrim he's a piece of shit. But, like, the other characters have so many other moments like that. Yeah. I think it's... Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, he's obviously not the best character. He's got, like, 5 minutes of screen time. You know, he's cool while he's on screen.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lucas saying, where is Eliphas the Inheritor? I actually rate that so much.
Okay, I'll put him in. Okay. While I put him in, Forex. Lol, it's Forex from the Iron Warriors. He has some cool stuff with the he's always like the one in the Iron Warriors who doesn't want to be there, but he has to, which is kind of interesting.
I wouldn't want to be in the Iron Warriors either. That's not even making fun of Perturabo that one. That is not a fun legion to be in.
It's a shame because
He's like one of the top three, and he's like, I hate my legion, it sucks.
It's a shame because the actual like Iron Warrior characters that are like super introspective, they'll basically all end up dying or becoming demons. So
he's not a fan.
By the end you get to 40k, there's only like one interesting one called Honshu.
Are you telling me the people who are smart and introspective don't sell their soul to demons? It's almost like the only people left are
quite a few of them were against their will because Perturabo turns them into like essentially he needs demons to torture so he can get information.
Colin would be decimated day one. I wouldn't be in the Space Marine Legions to begin with. I don't want to be a Space Marine, bro. It's like, well, you want to be a Spartan? No, I don't.
Okay, I can already predict where the next
Jagged can see it right there,
Well,
he's coming back.
We missed you, brother. You see you earlier in the stream. We literally said, where were you?
There we go.
Most beloved Warhammer characters, Boing God. Yep.
Amen.
Jagatai Khan is like everyone likes Jagatai.
Right.
But the more Andy goes off about him, the less I like him.
Andy, like I'm not gonna disagree with your placement. I just want to go through a mental exercise with you, right?
Okay.
The Primarchs were all like shaped obviously, like they all have the role Biggie gave them, right? but they also were shaped by their homeworlds. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, where they were born fundamentally, you know, made them who they were. And he grew up on Chigoris, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay. Now,
yep.
So with everything in that in mind, he also loves going fast. Yes.
Yep.
So cool. With all that in mind, how does it feel to know he's just a puppet of the Laughing God and is a Harlequin right now?
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Cringe.
Yet another Eldar cringe. Victory.
Well, for all we know, he's Chigoris. Having margaritas in camera with his new girlfriends. It's fine.
Who put him on Chigoris, Andy? Missing his skin. Who switched his pod with Fulgrim?
Sometimes
it was a clown.
Best of a bad situation. Like, oh, he had a great time.
This doesn't even need to be argued.
Went with the flow.
The Khan is an S tier character.
For the Khan.
Thank you, Andy. A puppet of the Laughing God.
We will see. I'm just saying, I'm looking forward to when he comes back.
I hope he comes back and checkered pants.
Oh,
clown outfit.
I hope there's a passage at one point where he gets in a scrap with Abaddon and he compares the length of his beard with Abaddon's topknot and goes, mine's longer than yours. Next character, Shiban Khan, S tier. He saves a baby during the Siege of Terror. Yeah, he saves an actual baby.
Well, I could respect that. I like that passage. Yeah.
This guy's really got expressive.
I know I've said, I know, don't read, but I do read passages. I like that one a lot.
He tried to inform the Legion that they're about to be, like, half of them were going to side with Horus. They attacked the traitor half, and he basically lost most of his limbs. And so now he got
Anakin'd.
He basically did, yeah. And now he's like robotic.
Is he one of the most iconic characters in Warhammer, though? Surely he's not S tier.
He's
the leader of the White Scars.
Yeah.
He's the leader of
the
White
Scars. He rode a bike into an.
I've read the whole series of White Scars books, and I don't like it. That was years ago, to be fair.
Like, Colin, you know that bit at the end of Halo 1 where you ride a warthog into the ship right at the end? Like, Shiban did that with a motorbike.
This guy's S tier, and Malcolm was A tier. That seems crazy.
Andy's convinced me. He compared it to a warthog run. He's S tier.
He is not S tier, unfortunately, Andy.
He's definitely not S tier.
Andy knows how to get me on his side.
How about pop top of A tier? Because he's well cool.
A-tier is fine.
He has and he also is in a surprising amount of books. And he even has a short story about how he takes Torgon's sword to one of his descendants and is like, shit's going to get real soon. Oh, where can I put this that's safe? Nowhere. Have fun.
Did we read the last donations?
Nope. Not yet.
Nope.
Thank you, guys.
Michael Petlick. You know, Hal, this one's for you.
Oh, thank you, Hal, for explaining things to the listening audience. As someone who listens, this is as a podcast, it helps a lot.
Nice.
I keep it in mind, brother. Thank you.
Also, cheers. Louis Rodriguez, $2. Thank you. Kitten S tier. Everybody loves Kitten.
Mm-hmm.
But is he a real character?
No. Yu-Gi-Oh!
Maybe his name's pronounced like Kaitan.
Andy puts Shiban in B tier. Because he's not more liked than the Emperor.
Bombay.
He's just it's not even close. No one would ever say, I'm raging.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, can we put Tagutayu Sugai in S tier?
Bro, no. Come on.
He saves an entire legion with his own sacrifice. I'm just saying.
I don't know who that is.
Andy, I have copium.
I'm just saying.
Andy is the copium.
I'm just saying. He does a Malkador. He sits on the edgier version of the Golden Throne disintegrates himself in order to get the White Scars to the throne world. He saves an entire legion's worth of Astartes for the final battle where it's important. And he's a cool dude. And he helps.
He is the
founder
of
the Grey Knights. He's his childhood best friend. He's his advisor. He's really cool. He's there during the Council of Nicaea. And he's like, oh no, bro. Hey, Big E, maybe psychers ain't so bad, you know? Oh, well.
He's a if you've read The White Scars, he's a comparable to Saul Tarvis level of if people who've read it, they like him as much as they like Saul Tarvis. Again, you're putting him above him. I don't think people in the fandom,
He's in more books.
Andy, in the fandom, people like
he's Saul in more books. Tarvis more. He's in more books. He's done more stuff.
Lucius in more books. It doesn't mean people like
no one likes
that's
Lucius.
That's a good point.
It's just the very, people. Like both characters, but he does more, and he's in
Andy,
more books.
It's okay. I do like him, but I'm very aware. he's not above the Lysol. Yes, thank you.
Boo.
Lau, Lehman Russ, here we go.
Hold on a second, I just got to make something.
Give Lehman A tier.
What do you say? A tier?
Yeah, I like Lehman. I hate his kids.
There we go.
Well, I would put him in C tier.
You're insane.
Ooh, what? C tier?
I don't like the fact that his whole shtick is, oh, I'm playing the role of a barbarian, when he basically, there's no like, and then he secretly like made use of the fact like he's playing his barbarian role. Like everyone who needs to see through it sees through it. And he basically ends up doing the same thing that a reckless barbarian would do anyway.
I suppose it is. There is just a little bit of a, I was only pretending to be stupid.
But I did a stupid thing anyways.
He's like that guy. He's like, I'm crushing beer cans on my forehead. I don't even like alcohol. It's like, but why did you have 5 kegs?
I'm drinking this beer for the Emperor.
I'm my doing it arrived, ironically. It's like, sure, Lehman, sure.
My dude arrived at Terra with like half a legion still alive. And he basically went, Dawn was like, yo, oh, amazing. We could use you to help defend Terra. He went, nah. I'm a pretend to be a stupid idiot, and I'm gonna go attack Horus. He'll never see it coming. They do it.
Non-caffeinated.
Doesn't manage to kill Horus, and then they basically lose most of the Space Wolves. So,
although I do like how he causes Horus to have like post-puncture clarity and go like, "No, I am evil. Thanks for giving me the option, but I am evil. Just so you know."
Aw, yeah.
I appreciate the out, but no, I'm evil.
Appreciate how Terra was in a worse state because Lehman Russ pointlessly threw his legion at Horus and basically went, he'll never see it coming because he thinks I'm an idiot, but he knows I'm not an idiot. Whoopsie. Fuck that.
Dylan Gossai donated €2 and said Lehman got kicked by Angron and got roasted at once.
He's pretty introspective. Wasn't there something like he was reading something Lorgar wrote and was like, yeah, that, you know, that's some good shit.
The dialogue, his dialogue is good when he's not surrounded by Space Wolves.
Yeah.
That's the Space Wolves' fault, not his.
He's not more liked than Fulgrim.
You know what he just reminded me of? He's like Sully in the second Monsters, Inc. film. Because he's like, when he's around the other guys, like, yeah, I'm a party animal. I'm a bit, and then, like, he's more introspective when he's with Mike Wazowski. Look, and Mike Wazowski, I guess, is Malkador in this situation? I don't know.
I would, look.
I'm confused.
Isn't he also the only Primarch who liked Malkador? So, yeah, he's like...
No.
He was, like, his protege. Yeah.
How far is
Mike? Not the only one that liked, but was, like, the one who was like, yeah, this is like, Uncle Malkador.
Yeah, they played Regicide a lot.
Yeah.
And he got on more with Constantine.
Lehman Russ is not more well liked than Fulgrim. Come on.
Oh, yeah, he totally is. He totally is.
No, he's not. He is much more hated.
As a Fulgrim fan, I know Lehman Russ is liked more.
He is the much more the Marmite. He is despised or loved.
There's more Space Wolf fans than Empress Children's fans, as we can see simply by Space Wolves having a codex. Emperor's Children having 20-year-old upgrade kits for noise marines.
Maybe put him below the maybe no, he's about as liked and loved and hated as the Emperor.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
Mm-hmm. Maybe above the Emperor.
Okay.
Sorry,
I love Lehman. Lehman's a good man.
Yeah, like
Hal's takes. I don't know. I'm
read. Bro, we read it. You know what I mean? We're attacking some of this with a much vaster array of like context.
Luis Rodriguez, Magnus S tier, Amber King's opinion.
No.
Even Hal and Miss Magnus.
Sucks. Kill him.
Thousand Sons. My favorite part of the Thousand Sons novel is the fact when they literally Magnus says, we will have to die for the Imperium. And they all went, no, screw you. You suck.
No, I don't.
I'm gonna go out there and kick wolves.
And Caleb Collins donated $199 saying, brother Azron from Flashkits is triple S. Yes, brother.
Is that the one that kills furries?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen the last like 340k things from Flashkits. I've been lacking.
The one they did like a few days ago is really good.
They made they did make another
one. It's
about
Bluey. Is it Bluey?
That's not in my recommended, but I haven't seen it yet.
Why are they fighting Bluey? That's a kid's show.
It was because of the infestation of fairies, so they get like.
What's the next one?
Bro, we gotta install Adblock on Andy's computer.
Yeah, I'll get around to it. In the remaster, I'll just cut it out. It's fine. Björn the Fell-handed is next.
Everyone's probably favorite. He's like 8 tier. I mean, who doesn't like him? He's just a guy.
Was that a purposeful cough, Hal, or was that?
No, I've been ill, so I'm recovering. Actually, I might get some water for a bit, brothers.
It was just the timing. It's just like, no one doesn't like it, and you just went...
I'll be back in a second. Yeah. Oh, no, before I go, though, Ragnar is at least A.
I love Ragnar Blackmane, but he is a space wolf, which means a lot of people hate him.
Yeah,
but...
it does get down because of that. Hmm. But his novels are like fancy novels. They're literally a fancy novel, his first one, which is cool. If anyone wants to get into 40K and they just read fancy books before, read the Ragnar one. Because William King,
quite
who
old,
also,
aren't they?
William King, who also wrote Godric and Felix, wrote Ragnar Blackmane.
I was going to say, that's, yeah.
That's a high, the author's goated with like his work.
And they've put them on Audible now, which...
Just going to grab a water buzz back in a second.
Go for it. Yeah. Okay. The next one is Lucas the Trickster.
He's also a G.
I'm going to put a grenade in my heart.
Look, I feel like he's less known than like Ragnar and
he's
stuff.
He's a
though.
Space wolf and sucks for it, but I vote he goes in S tier because with the way his rule was written in old times, you put him next to a Titan, and then you rolled two, and then you took out the 3,000 point model.
Yeah, baby.
Space wolf.
He also has his own book, and it's pretty fun. He trolls the Dark Eldar a lot. And he kind of dies, but not really.
Caleb just put G tier for grenade. I'll allow it. How about that?
Do I care or want to care about his character? No, but the idea of some dude who brings a Titan to a friendly game of Warhammer and then gets Lucas the Trickster.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It still works with like any character though, right? So like throw him at Abaddon and
no rules.
He died. I think like it still works on characters. So throw him at Abaddon and then Abaddon is just gone.
Why did Mr. Mihalov, why have you said when Hal turns on his cam, there would be a body bag?
I don't know.
What did I miss?
All right. Everyone's like middest Primarch.
Yeah,
it's Rogel Dorn.
C or B tier, I guess.
Would you like him more if his armor wasn't, if they weren't
yellow? Yeah. Yeah.
Just like for real.
I'd like it more if he wore a hard hat. He doesn't.
He should.
I think I'm safe, like, man. Come on.
To borrow Colin's language, I can appreciate Dorn, but I don't think I like. Hate or love Dorn that much.
Someone has to be just like present, and he's that guy. He's here.
He, in fact, is a Primarch.
He's not making waves. He's not upsetting anyone. He's
Mr. Primarch. Oh wait, where's Old One Eye? By the way, where's Old One Eye?
Thank you, Selby47, for the $2.
Where's
One Lord is a G.
That's not really a character.
I don't know if I would call him even a character.
It's more like a force of nature than anything.
Yeah.
Sigismund.
Everyone loves Sigismund, right? Like he's
Dorn, I really relate to his autism. You've been asking me for an Exodite video for about 6 months. I think I get it. 2 weeks.
I'm guessing high A?
S tier.
Everyone likes Sigismund. I've never heard someone say they don't like Sigismund.
He got sword and he's good at the sword.
He's like extremely OP, like nobody would beat him. You know.
He's just a regular space marine.
Except for Abaddon.
Didn't we all have a conversation about him being overrated like 2 months
ago? Yeah. This is why I'm like S tier.
Like the community loves him. Like I've never heard someone say they don't like Sigismund.
But he's not really like anyone's favorite. It's more Black
Templar.
He's the best fighter, but that's not a great character necessarily.
His character is interesting.
Cool in the Siege of Terra, like the whole two books that I've read from that series.
He goes like his whole thing is a crisis of faith. So he's like one of the first.
By Phil Kelly, this Farsight book.
He's like one of the first like religious space marines.
Yeah, that is cool. I've read like 20 Horus Heresy books, but I feel like I've read zero when I talk with you guys. It feels so bad.
Well, to be fair, it's our job, though. So
I know.
We each get paid to read it.
Yeah.
It was not a dog at my door.
To be honest, once you've gotten over the hump of like listening or reading to 64 books of the Horus Heresy, then you can be like, what else can I talk about?
Yeah. I'm just living in 40K, I guess.
Yeah. Because at the moment I'm going through Lazarus, so that's a bit of fun.
Is that Vulcan? Who's next? Who's that?
Conrad Kurz.
No, this is Conrad Kurz.
Can't even.
That's an artwork which is to represent when he became the king of Nostromo.
I thought that was Creed.
No, I was in a rush to make the tier and I went, that'll do. So I picked that one.
I think he is pretty, like, there's obviously some like detractor because he is edgy, but he's still pretty well loved. Just as the character in general.
All the insane fangirls who are like, Carl's is so dreamy. You're like,
Armalet's cool. Decent story. Like big bonus, he's dead.
Dude.
So they can't ruin him anymore.
True. Caleb Collins, thank you for the $5. Alphabusa's interpretation of Dorne, Dor, and Magnus Marcus are the best Primarch iterations. American football beats soccer. Our violence is legal. Nice. Big for the $5. Also, Plastic Bag, I do read lots of books. They're just not Horus Heresy books, that's all. And they're mostly cool books, not Space Marine books.
How dare you? How dare you? Flexing on your bike. Sipping your caffeine-free drink.
It's pretty good going for Necrons at the moment because the books
maybe out Necrons good. I'm listening to Dead Men Walking.
Collins over there being like, "Where's my good authors?"
Please. I gave up on Eldar books a long time ago.
Crimson
Glory. Please mean it's the definition of weaponized autism. Very true. He's just like me. I understand how he feels.
I think Conrad Kurz is A tier at least.
Yeah, I agree. I think he has more love than hate. So.
Maybe even just because there's so many people who played. I should know the next character will probably get that, but yeah. Speaking of Deadpool, next character though, Talos. From what I can, even just seeing the analytics on my own channel from the video I did, he is because the Night Lord trilogy is the best one of the best ways to enter the series.
I need to read it.
Is S tier.
He seems pretty cool. And JoeKen499, thank you. Rogel is as interesting as a brick wall at times, but boy, his seed, made the best characters / accessors. That is true. I agree with that. Siggy Boy, Grimaldus, Alexis Pollux, Cantor, Soul Triggers, Leon, thank you for the 10 European dollars. No, Grimaldus, I don't know. Maybe not.
He's later on. He's after the main ones.
Yeah, we have a very long list here.
Yeah, I think Talos could go into S tier just because he is like beauty wise well loved. Sevitar
also S.
Right next to Talos, just pretty loved. Sanguinius. Nobody hates Sanguinius.
Nobody hates him, but I think he is maybe overrated. But I mean, you know,
compared to the rest of us.
I mean, if we're going to put Sigismund in S for being like the best fighter and that's why people like him, surely. We can put Sanguinius in the S tier for being the most likable guy.
Maybe Sigismund goes to the bottom then in S tier.
In the tier where it's who your people love, and it's the guy who everyone loves. We've got to put him in S tier, surely.
I don't mind him. I just feel like people like Sanguinius because other people like Sanguinius, so then they just like assume he's cool.
To be fair, a lot of people play Blood Angels.
Blood Angels are the coolest looking, so I mean...
Yeah, I think maybe put...
Dark Angels are right there, Eli. Come on.
Okay.
Sigismund at the bottom of S tier. Just like Sanguinius goes up.
Another great one.
S tier as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Dante. The man just can't wait to get
better
killed.
He can't wait to get split in half in the line of duty. Like, my dude is ready to go.
Just like, no.
Are you going to say just like me?
I was going to say something horrid like that, and then I didn't. For once.
For some reason, how when you said split, I thought, would you like a banana split? A ball banana.
Bananas don't have bananas on ball, do they? They have like
maybe
ball
scorpions. Scorpions, beetles, and
ball nana.
First water or something. It's like a moss that eats people.
Yeah.
Mephiston. He's also cool. He's a blood angel and he's strong.
I like it. I like Mephiston because he's just He's exactly what you get on the tin.
I've totally read like Blood Angels books, bro. I totally know what I'm talking about.
Thing is, it's like
in fact, the Blood Angel.
If Sigismund put all of his stats into strength, he put it in magic. That's basically the difference.
Also, there's a reason there's like literally one Blood Angels video on my entire channel with like 500 videos. And it's because I know nothing about them.
I think Mephiston maybe is liked as much as Saul Tarvitz.
Yeah, I feel it.
Like, yeah. he's a character you should...
For all the love he gets, for all the people are like, oh, he's OP, he's boring. So
there's lots of depth to him as a character from the books, but he's also a character you don't have to think too hard about and enjoy. Because he's just like, yes, I will invert you inside out.
I did like his bits in the Rathen omnibus, but no one's read it because it's really old. And it's James Swallow again, but it's really good.
Cool.
People should read it. Iron Manus.
I love you,
Andy Ferris. Manus.
I'll always love you, Ferris, no matter what they say.
Or how mid you really are.
Yeah.
Pain.
Top.
That'll do. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right above him.
Shadrach Medusan.
People like him, but not everyone's heard of him.
Yeah, he has the Shiban effect, where it's like, he's great, but no one's read his books, apparently.
I read books about him 10 years ago, and I totally remember...
Not more than Fulgrim, surely.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually felt something when he died, whereas, like, most characters, I'm like, whereas, like, he was like, he's doing so well. He was like a Game of Thrones character in Warhammer. I was like, why him? He was the best of them. He was the only character anyone liked in the Iron Fist.
Angron.
Probably meets here.
Similar, I do like him.
Maybe higher than Fulgrim, though.
I just like him for his clapbacks against like Gilliman being like.
But he has the issue where all the Reddit plague has just called him like a man baby stuff like that.
Who?
The Redditors.
No, I didn't hear the character name, and this is
Angry Ron.
He has the same issue with Perturabo. You know, Colin just hates him just because it's funny.
I like Aggron.
True.
You
know what I mean.
His tabletop, Corn, therefore I hate him because the tabletop is, haha, I move next to you, fuck you.
He's not that overpowered.
That being said, Kane bodies him because Kane's sword is also a gun and Aggron has no ranged anything.
But he can come back.
Yes, he can.
So Kane does it again.
So because Angron, if he gets killed and you can use your blood surge rolls, if you get three sixes, you can basically
set him
back up in reserves.
Which is far less broken than his old version, which was just 6 points, and you got 2 when he died.
Yeah. Dylan Goss, I thank you for the 2 bribe for Angron S, actual good trader reasons.
As an FS, brother, it's going to be a stronger bribe if it's...
He probably deserves A. Like
I'd say A. I kind of wish his. I look at his like fall, and it's a catch-22. Because on the one hand, like it is tragic. He was supposed to be something like the empath Primarch, and it was just robbed of him. Mm-hmm. But it does kind of rob him of agency, and it doesn't really make Horus look good for convincing him either. Because it's like it did not. Anyone could have convinced Angron to go against the Emperor.
I just don't like that. I don't vibe with the gladiator stuff that much.
Really?
No, I love the gladiator.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what I just don't think of it. Like, I just don't vibe with it as much. No. Like the whole Aegis of Cities thing just doesn't grab me.
Fair.
Hail's glory.
Crimson glory.
Hail's abiding. All right. Well, while they're biting, what about Khan? Maybe put him in...
He's probably S or A, one of the two.
It depends. Khan in 40k?
True. Khan 30k is really cool. Khan 40k is just the guy who kills people.
Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a concept to all of you. It's called a character arc. Yeah. When they get to the end of it, they're done developing.
Yeah.
There's some room. I mean, like, characters like Ahriman, who is technically corrupted by Tzeentch, is still undergoing a character arc. So there's not... It's not a case of what Chaos Corruption can do. It's what the writer can do with it. And they're lacking on that.
Well, that's Ahriman's character still has time to continue failing.
I haven't read the most recent World Leaders book, so maybe he's had more in the spotlight. But the last book I read with him in it was the Alpha Legion one, and he's literally just like, I kill people and I'm good at it.
JP's just kicking my ass today. Holy
shit. I am.
Bunny Cop donated $5 saying, Angron, genuine A. He's tragic, has real beef, and more reason than anyone to rebel. But this one note, his one note after a while robs him of S.
That's a better way of putting it than I did.
Commander's Bunny Schlong, woo! $2. And Dylan Gossai, €2. Angron comforted his loyalist son he killed, honor.
Sure, we'll change our channel names like Pancreas No Work, Mighty Schlong, Kabanga or something.
Diabetic Schlong 2000.
Diabetic Schlong. I think it's exactly the same as a normal.
Anyway,
diabetes does not interact with that part. Insulin.
Speaking of Colin, it's his favorite character, Robert Golliman.
Yeah, give him S tier.
Yeah, truly.
Come on.
He is the poster man for all of Warhammer nowadays, so. He deserves it, I guess.
He robbed it. He took it from his kids when he came back.
Crimson Glory, thank you for the $20.
Thank you.
S tier. I will lose myself in the mail.
Put him in S tier.
Crimson Glory. Put him there.
That's a bribe. We've been bribed. It's fine.
There was only one.
Calgar? Anyway. Oh, Calgar.
S tier for Ultramarine. Come on. S tier, baby. S tier with Chaos Carrion. Yeah, you know it, baby. You know it. Put him in that throne. Put him in that throne. The gamer chair.
No, Calgon needs to die, bro.
Double fist in the throne.
He's uninteresting.
Easy. Didn't ask.
Wouldn't you rather have Cato Sicarius as your chapter master?
Who?
It's crazy how all these names you're saying are Arneas Calgar.
The bros are right.
How many other Space Marines have ripped the head off a Lord of Skulls? Is that a character moment? No, but it's cool. Where's Vulcan East End's Marvel comic, Al? I don't see it.
Where's the Eldar stuff, Colin?
Especially with that picture in the background of Vulcan behind Hal, that just rubs the salt.
Hal's not like old people that remind you of himself, bro. I'm still.
Collins loves even out very well because the Eldar and the Ultramarines are like the polar opposites.
Exactly.
I'm the youngest looking member of Vulcan.
You can't hurt me with your Eldar slander because in Age of Sigmar and fantasy, the writers love the elves. True. That's where I'm home.
That's where they all went.
Oh, true king.
Yeah, they all moved.
Let's look at these.
Uriel Ventress.
Uriel Ventress.
No, that's a Darth Vader throw pillow.
I have not read the Uriel Ventress books yet.
They're pretty good. But they are like, they're strange to me.
I think you read them all in one go, so you might be
overboard. I read them in like a month span. But it did give me like an insight to be like, oh, he's kind of like what would you like? He's just weird. He's really weird as a character because he goes through all these different changes. And I'm like, I like him, but now they've exhausted his character with so much stuff. They're kind of like, all right, we're not doing anything with anymore. We'll make a remodel of him in Primaru.
You're the youngest, but you talk like my grand.
Right. The end times says otherwise.
Your grandpa 40?
End times aren't real. End times aren't
that's
real.
Also not hating the elves, that's hating the setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to put Ventress in light. Yeah.
Yep. He's an ultramarine.
I don't like that he's green.
Titus.
It should be blue.
Titty. I mean, Titus.
Everyone loves Titus. Everyone loves Space Marine.
Come on.
It's Jimmy S2 at this point.
You know, the funny thing is, it's not even that good. Like, it's a solid 6 out of 10.
Yeah, but since it's Warhammer, compared to it's Warhammer games, 12 out of 10. Out of 10. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Harry Ballantyne. He says, I hope no one's grandpa says any of the things how he's. Bro, if you hear your grandparents, they say much fouler things. They've got opinions about people. Of different backgrounds.
Oh, by the way, can anyone hear fireworks? Oh, good.
No,
seriously. Taylor Swift is performing next door, and it's annoying. Sorry about that.
Oh,
that's a weird coincidence.
Taylor Swift and Warhammer. Shout out to my Swifties.
747. Thank you for the $2. I'm sorry, I don't see my Hounzo.
Okay.
The funny thing.
The guy with the metal jerky arm.
Okay. You know what he reminds me of?
That's not the first thing I think of, but
he reminds me of like a Metal Gear Solid villain. Like from Metal Gear Rising Revengeance or something. That's how I would describe him. He's just
my limited knowledge.
He's like mustache twirling, but kind of funny. Put him in.
Iron Warrior books are the books I think I'm going to read after I finish the
next Aventress, maybe. Maybe next Aventress.
Probably, yeah.
It's kind of fun. Kind of fun. He's like the only Iron Warriors character in the 41st millennium.
Yeah.
Mortarion, D tier.
Yeah. I know how
I find it, yeah, it's difficult because the guy who has like semi done well with his character is the author Chris Wright, who kind of has some slapping books. But Mortarion's only role is to be someone else's obstacle.
Keldor Drago, baby.
Yeah, baby. getting wrecked by Keldor Drago is kind of an L.
I do like the fact that he is a. Like I just the dislike of his character of being a hypocrite, I think is unfounded.
When was the last W?
I don't think there's much to love. I don't think there's much to love about Mortarion.
When's the last time he took a W in the last 10,000 years?
Never.
Has he ever taken a W?
He gets disrespected by his second in command, his legion, and everything. It's like he never gets respect.
Yeah. he gets killed by the Khan and Drago and Gilliman. Yep.
He did Gilliman. Chase down his
Caleb fences. Collins, big Caleb Collins, $2. Malkia, this is a true Phoenix King. That's right, baby.
Kill this person.
next one is that.
This one's Huron Fowl, the guy who dies in Istvan 3.
Is he the guy who's hugging the guy when they die?
He's like, we'll go together and then they blow up.
He's made a fake Snapchat filter.
For That death scene, by the way, is immediately like, can you take me out to a place
where arms wide open under the sunlight?
That's truly a Creed moment.
Kog'Maw Gaming has been a member for 19 months. Didn't realize we were that old. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
I love being a world criminal. Bless your soul.
So do we.
Hope you enjoy
the
slop.
Dude, slop is what we're here for.
Creed mentioned best lore criminal detective. To be fair, I think Colin might have been the one we were talking about. It may have been a year ago. He's mentioning like Creed at like a concert thing, and it's the one where maybe it's like a Super Bowl. I don't know, but there's your guy flying with an American flag.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, it's so American, but it's like kind of cool though. Mm. Anyway, like it's not cringe. It's like kind of cool. Oh, all right. Garrow.
S tier.
Everybody loves Garrow.
Yeah.
This is one like again, this is like very like you just this is only Horus Heresy people though. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure it's S tier.
But like I'm not a Horus Heresy guy, and I think Garrow's cool. Like I've read enough. If you've read a few Horus Heresy books, I mean like I've read like 20, but that feels like barely anything.
I'm just saying.
And you still like you still like
Garrow's got like 4 books for just him.
Yeah.
That's how much people like Garrow. He got 4 books, as well as the books he's also in, like Flight of the Eisenstein and The Buried Dagger. Like he's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's everywhere. I love him.
Yeah, he is the first like kind of proto Grey Knight.
It's
cool.
We got Crimson Glory, member for 2 months. Thank you. Everything American is cool. Hell, you're god dang rat, baby.
Hoorah!
Depends where you are. I don't think even Americans think everything in America is cool. Was it like Texas and California? They hate each other.
Oh yeah. I mean, if I was a Texan, I would hate a Californian, and if I was a Californian, I'd hate a Texan. Simple as.
And the people in Iowa are just like, "What's going on? Huh?
No one lives in Iowa.
Someone lives in Idaho.
I want to live in Texas.
Bro, come to Iowa. We have corn. Whatever.
I imagine it's probably cheap to live in places like Iowa too.
Yeah, Parker Summerlin, the empty vacuum of space too.
Yeah, I like the empty vacuum of space.
Parker Summerlin with $4 says, wait, $5. My problem with Ultramarines recently is that they're a bunch of pretty boys these days, rather than looking rough and ugly.
Hey, they're.
I mean, all of Warhammer is a little bit cleaner because that's the whole.
The whole aesthetic is just like kind of more generic and boring now. Just to get,
I mean, Uriel got to glow up. Don't mistake it.
Look,
to be fair, not every faction gets that look, like newer look. Like the Chaos artwork that comes out recently is pretty.
Yeah,
like,
some of it has actually been nice. It's true.
That, the Chaos Space Marine Codex is.
Primaris Space Marines and their art style have been a disaster to all Space Marine kind. Space Marines are like actually ruined to me now because of Primaris art style, but what can you do?
We're in a different era of it. Like, if you remember, people often like that grimdark, but then there are also a bunch of people who are like, oh, where's my goblin green bases, like really cartoony style? Like,
having a mix of goofy and grimdark is great, but now there's like neither of them. For a lot of the
fact, they're just playing it straight.
Yeah, they're just sci-fi. Like Space Marines are just a sci-fi faction, and the super Primaris are just so lame.
But then it's also like the changing of the times. Like in the 80s and stuff, you had Star Wars, you had the Akira movie, where it's like all grim. And now it's like Iron Man. Like, oh, it's a suit of armor. Just so I look like Iron Man.
But like, just look like even just. I'll bring this up at least once a year for the rest of my life. Every Space Marine Combat Patrol. Other chapters does not have a single unique unit for the actual Space Marines in it. I guess the Dark Angels do now, but like, look at the Space Wolves and Blood Angels ones, and just like, it's just like depressions. Like, there's not a single Space Wolf unit in there or a single Blood Angels unit in there. It's just Primaris slop.
Money.
Yeah.
Money good.
Well, I've snuck Magnus in at the bottom of D tier. We're happy with that then? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Araman, put him there as well.
Does Andy's voice occasionally speed up for anyone else?
A little bit, because it's the
thing catching up, I guess. Yeah.
It reminds me of Ben Shapiro.
So actually, my wife, she doesn't get she's dry.
Eli, I think I've had that from our Space Marines. They're actually the best kind of
Marine. We could have a Lore Crimes episode with like AI voice filters. That made it sound like Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro type. That'd be so funny. Iron Man is higher than D tier, bro. People like Iron Man.
He's
in Karn in 40K. Come on.
I like
what you're just saying that he has character development still.
You know, she undid them as dust and then threw them into the warp.
I have a soft spot for Iron Man because the man is truly the embodiment of never back down, never what, never give up.
He's the only interesting chaos champion nowadays.
Yeah, he's literally the only interesting chaos champion.
Ignore the Geneva Convention. Ignore consent.
That's right, baby.
There's no Geneva Convention if there's no Geneva.
Little Magnus.
Yeah.
So Kevin calls it Ben Shapiro's mixtape with Tom McDonald kills me.
You'd order a refund for us if we sounded like Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro. Tell me that's not the funniest thing ever. Oh man,
Lorgar
next to Mephiston.
Lorgar, my beloved.
Lorgar.
I love you, Lorgar. No, they don't get it. They don't get it, Lorgar. I'm here for you, baby.
What is this? What is this?
I think we might have to speed up a little bit, boys. I realize, like, are we halfway?
We're over halfway. Might be
our only two. Oh yeah, about halfway. Oh my god. What's next?
Probably C tier.
Eliphas. Eliphas is. He's the one from Dawn of War.
S tier. I love you, Eliphas.
Sindri.
Horus.
Horace.
I mean, as you can tell from our reactions, to be fair, he is cool.
He's a betrayal. Dad.
Yeah,
sure.
Betrayal. Abaddon.
The day Horus shat himself.
Abaddon.
Sandman is going to kill us.
Let's put him in speaker just for Ed's sake. And anyone who's read the Black Legion novels will like Abaddon at least a little bit. So.
Yeah, he's quite cool in those books, but he's kind of outshined by the other characters for me. I prefer
the main character is really cool. Is he Kaon? Kaon? Iskander or whatever? Iskander?
Iskander Kaon.
I read that book like 5 years ago. I have to reread so much, it feels like.
Abaddon feels like the silhouette of a bad guy rather than like, oh, I'm actually intimidated by him.
I mean, if the setting could progress more, then he'd be cooler, but you know. We've talked about this before.
Is the next one Mr. I was there the day Horus slew the Emperor.
Horus shat himself.
I love you, Logan.
Gotta be S.
I was there the day Horus Sharumzied.
What does that mean? What is that word you just said?
John, you shit fart come and sneeze this into
Bro.
What
Hal, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh, dude. Who is this guy?
That's unironically a Family Guy bit. It's not a thing.
Oh, man.
I sharumsied myself. What is this man? Gosh,
Sharumsey.
Ogaden's definitely 18.
No more Sharumsey.
He's not famous.
You've heard about the one about the bear. Vulcan. Cool on paper. Doesn't do that much.
Yeah, I don't imagine.
But if Cinquain is in S tier, then Vulcan's probably also in there just because the entire community loves him.
That's a valid point. If that's the only reason we put Cinquinius up there, then Vulcan's got to be up
there. No one's read a Vulcan novel.
That's true.
Apart from us, me and Hal.
Master Gas's first live stream I catch, and he just heard the Sharumsey part. No.
Korax D tier. Maybe C tier because there's no reason to hate him. He's just
USA. I want whatever Hal is smoking to come up. This nonsense. It's entertainment for all you brothers.
I think Shrike is Nikona
Sharok.
No one needs to say Sharumsey.
He killed Lucius, so that makes people automatically
the bingo cars brothers.
A tier.
Yeah.
Alpharius.
And he had like a standoff with Alpharius.
Alpharius is half hated, half loved. It's easier, B tier for sure.
He's a meme.
I have to pee again.
It's all about cycling.
It's all this freaking water and also too much caffeine.
Asterion Moloch. Big scary minotaur.
He's the coolest OC in Warhammer.
Bro, he gets to defeat all the custodians, and he's so cool, guys, and he's a really special.
I mean, to be fair, he is actually pretty cool. Like, he's got the rule of cool on his side. Probably B tier.
He's just like Fug Marine. It's just like he just comes in and beats people up.
I don't think I've even heard any dialogue.
Oh, he just like
he doesn't even talk.
He's just menacing. He does speak in the Watchers of the Throne, and like Valerian is like, I don't want to mess with this guy, and I'm a custodian. He scares me a bit. Like, oh, great. And then like this lady who's in charge of like the tax men is like, yeah, don't worry, don't kill those people. Like, why are you listening to the small lady? Administratum. Pedro Cantor. Vote for Pedro. People love Pedro. He's got to be up here. He has to. What? Everyone, like, how many times have we seen videos of people talking about the bit where he carries the lady and the kids?
He does have a very, like, one of the more beautiful moments of, Warhammer lore, but I don't, like, want to make a model of him or anything.
What?
Like, I don't feel, like, strongly enough for, like, oh, I'm, like, you know, someone who you enjoy the lore about, you, like, make an army or a model, and like, it doesn't draw me beyond that one novel.
We got one comment for you, by the way, Colin.
Oh, boy.
$2.
Let me take a look-see at this bad boy. I always click all over the place. Thank you, Harry Ballantyne. Colin, I speak for the Discord server. Free us.
In joke. Tiberos the Red Wake. Everyone loves Tiberos.
Yeah, he is pretty loved.
Just big man.
Thank you for the two.
Big man, big claws.
Dude is literally a Dreadnought Terminator. Oh, I'm losing my voice. God. Sorry, brothers. You have to keep, Colin, you have to keep talking for me.
All that slander.
All right. I'm picking it up. So it was it was you, Eddie. This is your name, and I'm not going to read that.
Hold on. So it was you, Andy, who stole my great horned boof pack. I don't know what that means. I still don't want to know what a boof is. Lots of boof.
Weed.
Oh.
Okay. What is going on?
It's the chair.
Eli's charging in. Oh, and he's got his YouTube robe as well, just showing off. Gabriel Seth, the Flesh Terror Man. People like him because he's like angry all the time, and he's pretty cool. He doesn't care. The disrespect is over the top. It's got to be A, surely. Surely Gabriel's got to be A.
Is he above Horus?
He's cool. I do like Gabriel.
Of the lion?
He's got such a cool model too.
People just like how he's just like, he's just sassy and he gives no damns, and he like killed an Inquisitor, and then he beat up an Inquisitor, and he's like, you can look into my mind. Yeah, you don't know anything. And then he like took away their rosette. He's always bickering with Dante. He's always like bitch slapping people. Like Seth is like just sassy. That's why people love him. He's a sassy flesh terror. Helbrecht.
If you
talk like this, I'm Grimaldus. I mean,
Black Templars fans would kill you for not putting him in an S tier, but I think that's the reason why a lot of people hate Black Templars fans.
Well, are we up with a B?
Higher B tier, yeah.
Well,
he got Black destroyed Templars. By Imhotep. Just throwing that out there. Necron W.
Grimaldus, though. People love Grimaldus.
He's S tier, I'd say.
Be like here.
And he's cool model.
I'd say.
He does. I like the Crozius.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool weapon.
Caldrago, S tier baby. S tier baby. Put him up there.
Dunked on Mortarion. Go love it.
Yep.
Blew up his heart. Does it again in Chaos Gate.
Yes, sir.
Writes his like mate's name on his heart, just like vandalism.
With a sword. You must have excellent pensmanship skills.
I think most people like Huron. I love Huron. He's so freaking
true war master.
Is he alone? Been an A.
Probably he's just like chaos
community wide. I mean, he's very cool. Like he's definitely the upper tier of like chaos.
He's not more well liked than Conrad Kurz.
He is still just
chaos
man. You know,
does he have a new book or was his book last book years ago?
Brooks did one a few years ago.
Yeah, I read that one and I read Hall of Worlds, so he doesn't have a new one. Oh no, he is. Yeah. Is he not in one where he invades Chagoras? Isn't that new?
He does invade Chagoras, but it's like in his book, I think it is. It's Huron, Master of the Maelstrom.
Doesn't that book end with him invading Chagoras?
Yeah.
Okay. So the actual, because there's art of him against White Scott. Maybe it's not official art.
I feel like it's Codex-y stuff more than anything.
Probably, yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Who is this?
Arcan Land.
Does he have D-tier. Books?
Put him in D tier.
Does Arcan Land have books?
The land speeder. It speeds across the land. No, Arcan Land. Put him in if Astartes coming up with them both in D tier.
Yeah, I don't see why he gets more than D tier.
Stupid name.
Whose favorite character is Arcan Land?
Yeah, who's sitting there like, I want more Arcan Land books?
I don't know. Is that called? Increase the land mass. That's all I'm saying.
That's a funny
Belisari.
Carry a character. Yeah,
Belisarius Call, Beetle Daddy. Love him.
B? You're right. B. A or B?
Higher guess, B.
Yeah.
He's more than Helbrecht.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. Even though Eli hates Primaris. Yes. We won't hold that against
the hate towards Call is towards his abominations he's created. Yeah.
Cyphus Kane?
Ibram Gaunt,
sorry.
He's going to be up there.
I haven't read Gaunt's Ghosts, but I know people freaking love him.
He's up
there. I've started him. Yeah. He's got tons of books. But speaking of tons of books, Caiaphas Kane.
Get him up there, baby. Get him. He's on
top of the list. Top of the list.
100%.
No one's ever unhappy reading Caiaphas Kane.
Wait, I clicked on him and it freaked out. It was like, don't touch him. Let me go.
It's because he doesn't want the attention.
Is just right the top. Best.
Jennet Solo, my beloved. She might look like a horse, but by God, she's a hero.
Does she write the worst books? The worst accounts.
The Eisenhower? Most
love the hatred that both Kane and Amberly give her.
That bit in the book, the novel, is like she's writing it from her perspective. She says, and then the commissar saw me and he went, oh, you, Jennet Solo. And I nearly wept with tears. And it's just like, really in red, like, oh, you, Solo.
It cuts back to Kane's perspective. This dumb bitch.
This dumb bitch looks like a horse.
Although Caleb Collins donated $1.99 saying, Arcan Land has a robot monkey with a scorpion tail. That he does.
That's true.
Pretty cool.
The monkey's not on the list.
The monkey is on the list. DPS tier.
Eisenhorn?
He's still the, like, pretty... That's most people's entry into Warhammer.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Like here? Maybe like top of A?
He's reread his books as well.
I think it's S tier, surely. He's more than Pedro Cantor.
I'd put Gaunt ahead of him.
I'd put Gaunt ahead of him as well. But
okay, let's do like that.
You guys read Eisenhorn?
Look,
I read the first two, and that was years ago, so I have to start over and just read them again.
Is that a
Grey Fax?
Yeah,
I did not read the Black Crusade books.
I think
the crossbow gun is so dumb. I'm not gonna lie.
I love the crossbow gun because it's so dumb.
I know.
The only thing is, it's just
a Rupert Marine by stabbing it with silver stakes.
She does look strange in that she looks like a Warhammer 40k character cosplaying as a Warhammer fantasy character. That's kind of her charm, you know.
She found the Black Library, not the Eldar one, the GW.
She's like, oh, this is a cool aesthetic, and they're like, all right, I'm not going to tell you off.
We're more cathedrals than gold, but okay.
Speaking of cathedrals of gold, Celestia.
Come together.
She's not C tier. What? That's crazy.
I like her.
We have a personality.
I liked her fight with Abaddon when they shut down the pylons and everyone else was like, yeah, we're winning. And she was like, oh, fuck, my powers are gone.
Dude, actually, to be fair, when does she, like, how often does she actually win?
She can respawn, I'm assuming not often.
Yeah. See, but nobody says anything bad about her, but the moment it's Lucius the Eternal, it's stupid, blah, blah, blah.
I'm currently working through the Alpha Legion book about the loyalist guys who are fighting her, and I'm like, I'm curious to see how that's going to turn out. Law Crimes S tier.
Thank you. Thank you.
Almost there. Now we've got the Xenos. Fulgrim's there by mistake, so ignore him.
the Silent King?
Silent King.
He exists. He has nothing.
Yeah, he's not. He has like one small bit of dialogue, and that's it. Yeah.
Trey's in.
Everyone loves Trey.
That's it. Shove it straight up there.
That's a TV show I would watch, Eli. Everybody loves Trey.
That'd be a good sitcom.
Yes. Funny man.
Truly the most hilarious.
Like, Orkin's probably A tier.
He's definitely not as liked as Trazen, but I mean, he's cool.
He's an infinite and then divine, so automatically half the community loves him.
Yeah.
So.
He's not quite some of the monolith energy.
Yeah, but he's not Dennett. I think he's kind of a jerk, actually, but.
He's a huge dickhead, but he's a Necron lord. Well, not lord, but he's up there. Of course he's a dickhead.
Zandrick is freaking S tier, dude. Best Necron character. Best Necron character by far. 100% better than Trazen by a mile.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. In my opinion, he's the best.
Low Grimaldus, sure.
He might be better, but like,
you know, Eli, I did want to say, I understand why you think Trazen's a bit overhyped, but as specifically a history major, look, man, I have a very clear favorite winner among them. Give me that one. I have a reason for being biased.
Yeah, we don't even have Vargard Oberon or Illuminor Sirius or Imhotep the Stormlord.
Yeah, we're coming up to 2 hours, sorry.
It's fine.
We've been here forever.
Imhotep's more of a force of will than a
the only orc.
Who doesn't like Gazgul?
Put him up there. I don't know if he's S tier, but I would put him S tier.
I feel like he's S tier.
I mean, I would put him.
He's the only orc.
I've tried to read books that are in it, and he's barely in them.
Yeah,
but he's Gazgul, so he's just cool.
I'm more like orcs rather. I think being an orc is not
Mr. Bond.
I'm more of a Wurzag guy, but Gazgul's pretty cool.
Fine, A tier's fine, I guess.
If Gazgul starts dancing, though, like instant S tier.
Yeah,
Eldred. Look at my name, Eldred's top guy. Come on, get him up
he's
there.
He's so cool, man. He makes so many dumb mistakes because authors can't write about Eldar, but
that's because you know they see the future, right? So every author's like, it's so clever. They saw the future, but they didn't know.
I know.
Well, guys, we did it 50 times. It's still fresh, right?
I think he's stuck. I think he's barred at B tier just because he's an Eldar, unfortunately.
Put him up a little bit.
That says you guys should put Trazen because he's literally the British Museum.
Look,
I don't know.
Maybe it's not ours.
Eldred, in spite of being an Eldar in 40K, pretty consistently gets some dubs. You know, he beat Abaddon in 1v1 combat. he turned the entire warp off for a bit during the War of the Beast. He was like, no, no warp, no warp stone. Go on, Imperial Fists.
I'm just saying, why the hell did he go,
I fucked up the word.
Why did he go, okay, I can see Horus is going to betray the Imperium to save them from themselves. I'm going to go to the one guy of his sons who can turn this around and will listen to reason. I'm going to go to Ferus Manus. Like, what?
Because how else would we get our plastic toys?
The same reason there's 500 different assassination attempts on Horus, even though we know for a fact they're not going to work. We need more book.
Yvrain. Okay, realistically, Yvrain is D tier, but for the wrong reasons in the community, she's probably S tier.
But in Gilliman's eyes,
I would give her C. I appreciate what she's trying to do. I think if the character was not despised by the company, she'd be better off.
Inevitable victory, baby.
Inevitable victory is still a long way.
If those books didn't exist when they were,
can we give her S tier for Inevitable Victory?
No.
Farsight, boy.
I love him. A lot of people actually don't like Farsight, though, so I'd put him in A tier. A lot of people think the Farsight books are bad, apparently, which I didn't know.
Wouldn't taste.
I like Farsight.
Like Coors Light, and they go like, that's the best thing I've ever drunk.
It's a bit short-sighted, if you ask me.
Hey.
There you go.
People who don't like Farsight wipe from front to back.
Who is this?
Shadow Sun.
Oh, she's probably B tier, I guess.
Yeah.
Where's Eldred? Is he B tier? So she's probably B tier. I think she's pretty cool, but because she's a Tau and she's not Farsight, that kind of like 90% of the people hate her.
or Kai's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want Kai's.
Speciesism is a hell of a drug.
I'm looking at the tier list. I'm noticing the sci-fi settings is very unique.
I'm just saying, is there anyone else you want me to add last minute? But
Oberon and who was it?
Because we got Zandric. Oberon can just be there with Zandric. It's good enough.
There's an artwork with both them in it. There are a couple.
Uriel in my heart is an A tier.
Yeah, I love Uriel.
He's a cool guy.
Uriel. Adventurous.
Prince Uriel. The Eldar. You put him back. It's Uriel, but with a Y. Gosh. Not a U.
Oh, of course. How could I have made such a catastrophic mistake?
Hey, he hurt the hive mind.
Yeah.
Not a Tyranid, the hive mind.
Mm-hmm.
That is the tier list, brothers, though.
That's a big one.
Watching. Oh my god,
so chunky, it's not even in the download.
I think I've literally, because my voice has been in like vanilla, I literally have been losing my voice over this damn belovedness.
Okay.
I'm happy with Kane being the number one. Yeah. Like, Kane is just so fun.
Yeah.
I'm on book four.
Everyone loves Kane.
I know it's Kane, and I was very confused for a minute. There's so many Kane. I was like, there's no way he's up. That I missed something.
I just love how like people complain like, oh, the Kane books, people are like, yeah, it's a bit samey, but it's like, yeah, I've come for pasta.
Yeah, you get what you ordered.
I want my bolognese sauce on my pasta every time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's good comparison food. Yeah, say you worded that really well. It's comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never bad. Like, you just gotta, it's like a thing where it's, you know, just don't have too much in 1 week. But then 3 weeks from now, when you have bolognese again, my man.
Yeah. Yeah,
read the Kane book, put it off for, you know, week, month, however long, come back, there you go. He's doing some more wacky bullshit.
It's the ginger bit in the sushi. You know what I mean? Like, it's the refreshing bit between the palate, for the palate, sorry. Damn good. No, Dantioch or Argyltal. Yeah, to be fair, we did actually miss those. So that's a good one.
And Stubby47, thank you for the $2. Swarmlord dogged on the Ultramarines. Yes, he did, but unfortunately, they couldn't have Ultramar or McCraig fall, so he lost.
Taurus says, why is a member of the Death Guard on the most
good story, though?
True. True. The Death Guard do stink of
very good.
No love, so. We appreciate it. Like, Angry Among Us, my autistic ass will eat bolognese every day if I could.
I eat the same thing every day when I.
Why are we calling it bolognese?
Bologna.
Bologna.
Isn't bologna like a sausage? Like
ham.
Thing?
No, yeah. Bologna.
Bologna's isn't that ham? Yeah, I don't know what bologna is, actually.
You're saying bolognese. It's bologna. That's what bologna is.
What? I don't know. The dish.
I think it is pronounced bolognese. It's awesome. At least when I watch Kitchen Nightmares, that's how Gordon Ramsay says it.
Bologna. It's not actually Ohio. It's Ohio or something. Yeah. I don't know, like...
Caleb Collins, thank you for the $1.99. Bloody Handed Kane Avatar is A-tier. If he took a single W ever, maybe. Yeah. When was the last time the Avatar of Kane won something?
20 years ago when they first introduced him.
Yeah.
Part of the backstory, Colin's moving in brackets and working on an X-Lite vid. He gets a pass.
I'm moving. I don't
know. I just said, like, is that just me? Was it like, for anything? Thank you guys. Obviously, there's some characters we did miss out, but there's just so many in Warhammer. And we.
Yeah.
We're sweating over here.
I think we made a good effort of it.
Regardless. Yeah, it's a good effort. We'll do one for fantasy as well, and it'll be a little bit shorter, but it'll be much more passionate because we got opinions about because Skaven are in the mix, and so we're going to be immediately so happy.
DJ Beast, don't apologize for the slander. It's funny.
It's what's right with the world.
True.
It actually
puts our children through like college university, the fact that Colin gets insulted. Yeah, so we appreciate it. With that being said, though, I think that's everything for this tier list. Thank you, everyone who watched, listened. Obviously, please do like it if you did enjoy the schlop that came through this episode. Please don't shrumsy over the subscribe button. We appreciate that. I don't know why I put that out into the world. We are obviously on Spotify and other Amazon Music thing as well, like other things. If you want to listen to us offline, go for it, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode next week. We've got something cool for next week as well on the podcast, and we've got some more quizzes coming. Mm-hmm. So we got stuff for you guys to listen to.
All right
you guys, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Peace. Bye, everyone. Bye.